Brock: wherever this golden boar goes, it will brighten the sky like the blaze of the sun at noon. Now, this arm ring is for Odin. Brock hands the arm ring to Odin. Every ninth night, 8 more rings of the same kind will drop from it. Your treasurer will surely have to work hard to keep track of the golden rings. And now, for what may be the finest work that Sindri and I have ever completed. Brock presents the silver hammer to Thor. This hammer will never miss its target, Thor, and it will always return to your hand. No matter how hard you strike the hammer, you cannot damage the metal or the shape of it. Thor: that indeed is a most wonderful gift, Brock, for I can use it to defend Asgard. Odin: I would say that as wonderful as the gifts from Ivaldi's sons are, those from Brock and Sindri are indeed the best. So, Loki, it seems that you have lost your bet and must pay the price. Say goodbye to your silly head. Brock, moving toward Loki: now it's time for me to collect on our wager. Loki, calmly: yes, you can cut off my head, but remember that you cannot harm any other part of my body, and that includes my neck. Brock: but that's impossible. I can't cut off your head without touching your neck. Odin, laughing: well, Brock, you have allowed Loki to educate you on why he is known as a clever trickster. Still, we must thank you for these wonderful gifts. And yes, we must thank Loki also. For despite all the trouble he causes, he makes up for much of it with the gifts he brings us. Loki makes an exaggerated bow, first to the gods and then to the audience.